Residents of Namule and Katakui have appealed to government to resume routine indoor residual spraying and regular distribution of mosquito nets due to a surge in mosquitoes from nearby swamp areas. They say malaria remains the leading cause of illness and death, especially among children under 5 and pregnant women, and want mosquito net distribution quarterly in high-risk communities. Health officials acknowledge the burden, noting that 5 out of every 10 patients seen at outpatient departments test positive for malaria. During the launch of the biolarvicide donated by Tanzania, the Ministry of Health reiterated its commitment to combating malaria through indoor spraying, net distribution, and the use of larvicides to destroy mosquito breeding sites. Dr. Alfred Mubangizi, Assistant Commissioner for Vector-Borne and Neglected Transmitted Diseases of the Ministry of Health, urged residents to properly use mosquito nets and support government intervention to reduce preventable diseases.
We know Katakui has suffered a lot from malaria epidemic for a very long time. Despite the malaria interventions that we have been using, no one has reduced spray and the long-lasting mosquito net. However, these two interventions, they only target indoor mosquitoes. Otherwise, they control mosquitoes who bite you from inside the house. Now, this intervention targets the larval stages or the mosquitoes which are outside. Most people, mosquito bite them from outside. That's why they suffer from malaria, the fact that they sleep under mosquito nets. So, this is an additional intervention to spot.